You are listening to No Boundaries with Javier De Santis.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. Hello and welcome to our second episode of this particular show here in Radio UMH. My name is Javier De Santis and I'm going to be, as always, the host of No Boundaries. But before we start, the important reminder for you all. The show is going to be broadcasted in English. What does it mean? Well, it basically means that if you're already familiarized with the language, you will just feel like home, so you can relax, and you're going to be able to follow every single answer our guests have here to offer. However, if English is not your second language, this is indeed the perfect opportunity for you to learn a little bit more just by listening to the fantastic stories that are going to be told here in this particular show. So, welcome again, bienvenidos a todos en este segundo episodio. Como ya pasaba la semana pasada, os expliqué un poquito cómo iba a funcionar. El episodio se va a hacer completamente en inglés, como todo el programa es en inglés, pero haré pequeños resúmenes cada 10 minutos de lo que nos están contando aquí nuestros invitados. Y nada, si inglés es lo tienes con un idioma alto y sabes hablar bien inglés, pues es un momento perfecto para que estés tranquilo, te relajes, te sientes en casa y escuches un poquito esas historias, estas fantásticas historias que tienen que contarnos aquí nuestros invitados. Si inglés no es tu segundo idioma, pues yo creo que es la perfecta oportunidad para ti para que justamente le vayas haciendo un poquito el oído al inglés, que es un idioma muy importante y por eso estamos aquí, para que esta media horita tú pues te vayas haciendo un poquito de idea de algún que otra palabra que quizá no sepas, un poquito de vocabulario. Yo luego hago un resumen y así te puedes enterar absolutamente de todo. And today we have the honor to present you the story about a Romanian girl who decided to study abroad. Yes, hello and welcome to your new home. So, Lori?
Hi!
Hi, Lori. So, tell me a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I'm Lori. I'm from Romania. I'm 23. I'm a master's student in my country. What I'm doing? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here enjoying life.
Enjoying life, that sounds perfect.
You know what? I have two favorite words that I learned. Fiesta y siesta.
Okay, see? That's the only thing people you can remember. I like that. Thank you very much for being here. But before we keep on with the interview, let's remind everyone the importance of being part of a community and the opportunity of being able to donate blood in order to save lives. Now, I'm going to tell you some very important information. The healthcare provided in the province of Alicante need every single day, and I'm saying that every single day, 250 liters of blood in order to save people's lives. Now, if you weigh more than 50 kilograms and you are over 18, you can indeed donate blood. Just inform yourself where the next hospital is and you can save a life. You can be a hero. And we are back on track with the Lumineers. Oh, hey. Now, so Lori, tell me a little bit. How is your life back in Romania?
My life?
Yeah.
It's quite busy. I start in the morning. I go workout.
Workout? What do you...
Workout.
Yeah. What kind of your workout?
Like, I hate to run, but I need to do it.
Don't you think it's a little bit boring?
Like to just, run? Yeah. Just to run for nothing. Like
you
if
go.
You run
there
for your life, that would be a thing, but run for nothing. And you can't see the results, that's bad. A woman is expecting like, dude, I've been running for 3 days. I should see something on my abs, but no, you can't see anything.
That's actually a very, very good point there. I mean, some workout that works directly and you can see directly some effects.
Yeah.
Because it takes so much time.
I think a woman should invent something like a machine, just laying in bed watching TV and in the same time working your abs.
Okay, that's good. I would like to have that. So, how's family? Any brothers, sisters?
No, I'm the only one. But my mom said it's enough.
Why is that?
I don't know, I think I was a crazy kid.
Oh, so it's enough with you, and it's like...
Yeah, she was like, I have you, it's like I have 10 boys.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how
I was all the time jumping. I think I was hyperactive or something.
Why should it be something bad to be hyperactive?
To be like a hyperactive squirrel all the time, like jumping and running? I don't know. I think it's tiring for our parents. Do you have brothers or sisters?
I do. Yeah. I have four. Wow. I mean, we are four. Six in total. Three brothers and one sister. So, yeah.
Poor her.
And the dog. Yeah, poor her. Poor my sister. Yeah, the only one. Well, with my mom, two women. I've never been to Romania, let's be honest. Yes, I did when I was little, but I don't remember anything about it. So, if you were asked to describe your country, how would you start?
It's amazing.
Why is that? Sell me Romania.
Because it's my country. We have everything you need.
Okay.
We have all type of landscapes. We have sea. Mm-hmm. We have mountains. We have amazing people. You can speak in English.
So they do understand it?
Yeah, of course.
Everybody speak English?
Yeah. The people at my age, yeah, they speak in English. And even in Spanish. Not so good, but still.
Wow.
It's amazing.
And in which city do you live in?
I live in Bucharest right now, but I'm not from Bucharest. Yeah.
And you're not from Bucharest?
No, I'm from a city near Bucharest. Mm-hmm. I've moved there for university. I was studying geography, but don't ask me anything about it.
Okay, so you didn't finish geography.
I finished geography.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, with tourists.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you started geography, you didn't like it, but
Yeah, I did.
It and doesn't then, happen enough. I did start law and didn't finish it. So, near city, what's the name of that little city?
Ploiești. Ploiești.
Ploiești?
Yeah.
Okay, and your parents are right
Yeah, my Ploiești? Parents are living in Ploiești right now.
But you have a house in Bucharest? Or?
I live, yeah, in Bucharest.
That's cool, that's cool. So, how would you sell Bucharest? We spoke about Romania, told me it has any landscape.
Bucharest is crazy.
Why is that?
With nightlife and everything, you can have everything you want. If you want to do something, like drink a coffee at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can go for it. Mm-hmm. If you want to, in the same time, to be in the historical center and get wasted, you can do that one also.
Oh.
And if you want like good food, we have a lot of traditional restaurants.
Oh, give me an example of good food from Romania, please.
Good food from Romania, a lot of meat with potatoes.
A lot of meat with potatoes.
Potatoes. Can you imagine that?
Is this a typical goulash or no?
No,
that's
no,
more
no.
Like
Hungarian. Yeah, Hungarian, yeah.
So you don't have to go to Romania.
We have, I don't know if we have it, I don't like it, but we have some kind of rolled meat in cabbage, in pickled cabbage, and that's actually really good.
Wow.
You should eat it.
I will try. I will go to Romania, believe me. How do you go to university? I mean, do you use public transport? Do you go by car?
Yeah, I use public transport, and that's so awful in Bucharest.
Oh, so, see, we do have a negative point in Bucharest.
Yeah,
I thought
have,
it was just a wonderful city.
No. Bucharest is quite big. Mm-hmm. Bigger than this one, than Elche.
That's clear. Yeah. I mean, Elche, even if we say it's a city, it doesn't really is a city. I mean, Alicante is a city. And Alicante is not so big. I mean, it's a small city. Have you been to Valencia?
No, to Valencia, not yet.
See, if you go to Valencia, you will see that we do have larger cities. We do have nightlife and we do have coffees at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
So why is the public transport bad?
I don't know. I think there are a lot of cars going in the same direction at the same hour. That means a traffic jam.
So you take the bus?
Yeah, I take the bus. I have the bus right next to my apartment and I just have the station right in front of the university.
No,
but
so
it's like
direct.
45, 50 minutes.
Well, that's the normal time, actually. I mean,
For a capital, it's the normal time.
It's the normal time. I mean, it's not like in London, you can be like 1 hour and a half just.
Also in Bucharest, also.
So, but you take the bus because there is no underground?
We have also subway.
But it doesn't...
My university has this new building.
Oh,
it's amazing. It's a new building. It's at the entrance in Bucharest. So it's a little bit far from the subway. The subway doesn't have a
so
station.
So that's why you take the bus.
Yeah.
Would it be quicker to take the subway?
Yeah, the subway is quicker.
But not for you.
Not
case.
For me because I have to walk from the subway. You're just gonna come and gonna sit.
Yeah. No. I'm gonna ask you.
I'm inviting you officially.
You're describing Romania to me, and I need to see it. So how is the university back there? I mean, is it big? Is it what university is it? It has a name, of course.
Yeah, it has a name.
Okay, tell me.
It's National School of Political Administration and Public Relations.
Okay, how about a name a little bit more short? I mean, we say here UMH, and that's it, you know?
We say, but I'm going to say it in Romanian,
okay,
the initials, CNSPA.
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 Okay, CNSPA is, again?
It's my university.
Yeah, the name, completely name is?
It's National School of Political Administration and Public Relations.
It is a big name. Okay, and how is it there? Is it big? I mean, is it old buildings, or is it in the middle of the city, or is it outside? Or?
It's at the entrance in Bucharest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm studying there only my master's, because my university, I did it at University of Bucharest, so I switched.
Yeah.
I'm studying master's advertising, so I can tell you only about the masters. I don't know anything about university.
Oh, you're going to tell me about the master very soon. Don't worry about it. Let's go to the master thing. You studied the masters there. Why did you choose that master? And what master is it?
Advertising.
And mm-hmm. why did you do you study it?
To be honest, I don't know. I was just, after finishing with geography and tourism, I was thinking, like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to plan tours for other people and to, I don't know, do holidays for other people, and I'm just gonna be stuck in an office in Bucharest. No, that's not for me. And I said, let's choose for, I don't know, something more challenging.
Creative,
yeah, probably. I'm not the creative one, I'm the strategic one.
Oh.
I don't know if it's good or bad.
Can you describe what does it mean? What does it mean to be the strategic one?
The strategic one? Mm-hmm. It means to be the one who plans. We speak about brands. In Spanish, it's marcas,
yeah.
You know? And thank we are we are the ones planning what the brand is going to go, where the brand is going to go, where do we want to put the brand on the market, who are the people that we are talking to, how can we understand them, what do they need, what do they want.
Wow.
I'm the one who has to think about the strategy behind the brand. I'm not the one who has to draw.
Yeah.
I'm not the one who has to, I don't know, do the creative stuff.
So you have to do like a forecast, say like that. Forecasting the future of the brand and where it has to, follow its steps and make it way to the competitive of the brands.
Almost there, yes.
Almost there. Do you work in something related to that?
No,
over there.
No, not yet.
Not yet. But
I've been doing an internship, but that's not something you can say about.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can. You can put that in the CV and it looks great.
It looks amazing, but it's not on strategy.
So you wanna focus on strategy.
Yeah.
That's like yourself.
Yeah.
You're happy with that.
I think I'm gonna be.
Do you think you found what you want to be in the future?
We were just talking about this yesterday night, so I don't know. Yeah.
See, I was listening to.
You were just about to ask me right now. No, I was just talking about that because I don't know. I'm in Spain right now. I'm developing my skills in so many ways, in so many different topics, different than the ones that I'm studying back home. So I was just asking my friend, she's also Romanian, do you think we found our purpose in life right now in Spain?
Oh, did you really do so?
Yeah.
Philosophical questions.
Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
And I don't know, I think, right now for me, advertising and strategic, it's really challenging. You have to be one step ahead everything. So I think, probably, I don't know.
Probably, wow. Okay, so what are the main difference of what you were studying over there and what you study here right now?
Well, there I study more in advertising. That means creative stuff, We study strategy, communication more. Here I study periodismo, which is journalism.
Yeah, actually it is.
Yeah, so I don't know, I'm studying audiovisual communication.
Yeah.
That's almost the same if you're thinking, but more the technical side. You know, we are more the creative persons, and here when you learn how to cut, how to put frames together, how to, you see everything.
That's so interesting because Kristen last week said just the opposite thing. I mean, the Germans are very theoretical and they were literally studying Twitter and studying Facebook.
In German?
Yeah, in Germany. And then she said when she came here, it was also practical and she was wonderful because for her it was like, okay, I can finally do something. And now you tell me that in Romania you do stuff, you don't study theory, and here it's more...
I don't know, I think it's because of my master's. I think in university it's more like she said, more theoretical, so yeah. You need to learn a lot. A lot. But in master's you are focused on small things.
Bueno, chicos, pues nos estaba contando ahora mismo, nos ha estado contando sobre su vida, Lori pues nos ha comentado cómo vive allí en Rumania, nos ha recomendado ir, nos ha invitado oficialmente a todos los que estáis escuchando a ir a Rumania, a ir a Bucarest, a la capital, que es allí donde estaba estudiando, y nos ha contado allí cómo es la vida, cómo va a la universidad, que ha estudiado allí, ha estudiado geografía, has dicho, Lori,
uh-huh.
Geografía, y ahora estaba haciendo un máster y le gusta mucho la parte de publicidad, quiere ser estratega, ojo, que nos ha explicado también cómo funciona eso, básicamente pues que haces predicciones de las marcas en el futuro, viendo más o menos qué camino tienen que tomar a la hora de tomar decisiones, etcétera, 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 y pues ahora justamente nos estaba comentando las diferencias entre lo que ha estudiado ella allí, lo que estaba estudiando aquí en Elche, y pues nos ha comentado que aquí pues las cosas son un poquito diferentes, son sobre todo más objetivas, en el sentido más genéricos, y no solamente eso, sino que ellos, aparte que también han tenido que estudiar la teoría, pero quizás se centran más en la profesión que simplemente en el estudio propio de las cosas, ¿no? Y nada, vamos a hacer una pequeña pausa, una pequeña cuña, y luego volvemos con Lori, que nos va a contar sobre la cultura española y lo que ha estado aprendiendo, y por qué, sobre todo, por qué, que esto es una pregunta muy importante, ¿por qué ha elegido Elche?
¿Por qué decimos los clientes si compramos hombres y mujeres? Mejor decir, la clientela.
No utilices un lenguaje sexista. Utiliza un lenguaje igualitario e inclusivo.
Y volvemos con Lori después de esta cuña. Lori, are you happy with the way the teachers give the classes here?
Yeah, I think I have amazing people here. As teachers, because my Spanish is not that good and they can understand us. When we speak our Spanish grammar, I think uh-huh. It's so bad.
But you can communicate with them, I mean.
Puedo hablar si quieres en español.
Bueno. Eso venía al final, en verdad, como sorpresa. Pero Lori nos ha comentado que al final nos va a hablar en español. Eso está muy bien. Pero vamos a seguir con inglés porque quiero que la gente coja esas palabras. Además, el inglés lo hablas muy bien. También nos ha comentado que en Rumanía, pues allí pues aprenden quizá más y mejor. Ahí yo ya no entro. Que aquí en España, ¿no? Se da el inglés más, se estudia un poquito más porque se ve que es un idioma muy importante, ¿no? What do you miss about your life in Romania?
About my life?
Yes.
Can I see the food?
Really?
Yeah, I miss the food.
You miss the food from Romania?
Yeah.
We have here jamón serrano, we have here like very good cheese, we have here like paella, we have cool things here as well.
Yeah, I know, but I stay alone and I'm not the best cook, you can see.
So you need a cook?
Yeah, I need a cook. Somebody, if someone is a cook...
Okay,
I could use some help.
She can use some help. She's going to say afterwards the address in order. If you're listening to that and you're a cook, you can actually cook for Lori. So you say you miss the food. Something else?
I think I miss my friends. I miss being all the time running because I'm running all the time. I'm doing all these extra projects for school. I miss being in the library and reading books in Romanian. It's quite difficult to read it in Spanish and to see the TV in Spanish and to see everything in Spanish, and when you go to a grocery shop they say I don't know how many euros but in Spanish, and I'm like I didn't get it, like cuánto. I don't know,
it's not the first time you live abroad.
No, it's not the first time. I think it's the I don't even know.
It shouldn't be like really something that impacts you or something like that.
No, it's not impacting me that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to it, but I'm not used to speak another language than English. I was speaking only in English when I was far away from home.
Where did you live apart from Romania and Bucharest?
I lived 4 months, the last 4 months before coming here in the States.
In the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Now, which city?
New York.
New York City. Broadcasting live from New York City. So, why New York City? What was there?
There was my job.
What job?
I was a tennis coach. At I was a tennis coach.
Ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen,
club.
We have here Louis, which is a tennis player.
And sometimes.
Sometimes. And she told me just before we started the show that maybe she end up in Wimbledon. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that we have officially here in our show a tennis player. Now, you went to New York City in order to coach tennis to whom?
It was a private club. So to the members, they had access. Yeah.
And there was money in it, I suppose.
A lot of money.
A lot of money, because New York... How did you get that job?
It's a program for students, work and travel. I think you have it also in Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a program, so I applied, and I went there.
Wow.
It's not...
New York City. No, I know.
4 months,
can 4 months,
you
I know, but...
Running on the court.
But it's still something great. I mean,
yeah,
I suppose the experience has to be amazing.
Yeah, the experience, while right now, when I look back, I think it's amazing. Only to be there.
Because... Let's be honest, United States is so different than Europe.
Yeah, I know. I had a huge impact, cultural impact, different.
That's good.
Yeah, do you think that's good?
That's very good. That's very good. Like, people that listen to the first episode, they know that, but I lived in Germany, I lived in Belgium, and I think it's the best thing that happened to me because that cultural impact, you learn from what... And then at the end, you are able to... change your way of communicating to people because you learned how other countries communicate with each other, and that's amazing.
I approve that. Yeah.
So you decided, after being as a tennis player and tennis coach in the New York City, you decided to spend your year or your half year here in Elche. How was that?
I decided earlier because we had the interview for Spain before going to the States, and I said, okay, let's do both of them, going in the States and then coming to Spain.
So before you went to the States, you already knew?
Yeah, I already knew I'm coming to Spain.
Wow. Now, difficult question maybe, why Elche?
I had to choose between Elche, Coruña, Girona, I think, and Barcelona. And I was in Barcelona last summer for holidays. It was amazing, but... I don't know, it's really, really crowded, and I think it's way tough to adapt yourself there.
So you wanted to have some space, you wanted to have some free time, some space, because you said it's maybe too crowded.
Yeah, Barcelona, I think it's too crowded all the time with tourists.
So you do wanted a quiet place.
I wanted something in middle, you know, in between, like not far from Madrid, not far from Barcelona, near the beach. We have Alicante, which is near the beach.
What would you change if you have the opportunity? Because you haven't told me yet the experience about living here, but I want to know first, if you could change something from Elche, what would it be?
From the city or from my experience?
Everything.
I would have come earlier to adapt myself earlier. I don't know, maybe to spend the summer here.
Yeah.
I think that would be, because I came on October and I missed the first month of studies.
And that was difficult, I suppose.
Yeah, it was really difficult to catch up. Can you imagine all the time speaking only in English, thinking in English, and then switch myself in 1 week to adapt to the difference of 7 hours? Wake up in the morning here, when in the States it was almost night.
I know, I understand totally what you mean. Bueno, chicos, pues Lori nos está contando que antes de venir a Elche, pues ha estado en la ciudad de Nueva York, donde como tenista profesional y entrenadora ha estado allí entrenando pues en un club privado de tenis. Y ella antes de ir a Nueva York ya sabía que iba a llegar a Elche. De Elche nos está comentando que lo decidió porque tenía varias opciones, Girona, Barcelona, La Coruña... Y al final ha decidido Elche porque Barcelona quizá era demasiada gente, quizá quería algo entre medio, ¿no? Entre poca gente, demasiada gente, pues más o menos al final nos quedamos en Elche. Pero sí que le hubiese gustado venir un poquito antes, para adaptarse un poquito más. Quizá el verano, para pasarlo aquí, para saber un poquito cómo funciona todo el sistema aquí en España y adaptarse a esos cambios repentinos que obviamente son diferentes entre la cultura norteamericana y la cultura de Rumanía, la cultura española, etcétera. Lori, if you have to describe Spanish culture in one phrase, what would it be?
Spicy.
Spicy? We don't even need spicy. Why spicy?
I don't know, because it's a mix of everything. And I think you always need spicy things that are gonna cheer your life. And Spain is like that, and Spanish people are like that. I don't know.
So, do you like Spain?
Yeah, I love Spain.
Okay, you love Spain, but you told me before we started actually the show that your experience here in Elche, there was something missing. Apart from your friends. What is it? Because maybe in New York City there was nothing missing, and here it is. What is missing? I mean, do we have to open a coffee in order to you at 3 a.m. to be able to drink coffee? Or
no,
what is it?
I don't know. I don't think it's about the coffee and the nightlife, because you have plenty of it here also. I think it's about the expectations that I had before coming here.
Okay, what were the expectations?
I was thinking I'm going to, I don't know, look for an internship maybe.
Yeah, so you thought you were going to find some jobs here.
Yeah, but... Mm. It's a little bit difficult, yeah, I know.
It doesn't sound very good here in Spain.
In advertising, yeah, the economy.
Etc., yeah, I know what you mean. But you couldn't find very much in your topic some jobs, so that's maybe...
Yeah, the language is forcing me to say stop, you know.
Okay, too much free time, you said?
What, too much free time?
Yeah. Too much free time?
Yeah, I have a lot of free time.
Why should it be something bad? I mean, you went to New York City, you studied in Romania. Maybe you needed some little bit break. Sometimes to stop a little bit is good.
Yeah, but I think I'm not used to the break. When you are like running all the time, you feel that you are not doing anything. When you have the break and you just stop, suddenly you stop.
And then you ask yourself, why am I stopping?
Why am I stopping? Yeah, when my friends are doing so many amazing things. Yeah, I know.
But life is not a race against your friends. many young people have that problem, that they get surrounded by their friends and say, hey, they are doing so much stuff and I'm here. What should I do?
Well, I'm traveling a lot.
But it's not a race, and travel is good.
It's amazing travel.
I'm supposed to ask questions. I'm trying to tell you how beautiful it is to be here.
I'm going to Madrid, so I think it's going to be amazing.
Madrid is going to be very good. I'm going to Madrid as well, and I know it's very, very nice.
Do you think we are going in the same time?
I don't know. When do you go to Madrid?
I think last weekend of November.
Okay.
We're going in the same time.
let's go on with more questions now. If you could bring back from Romania something here to Spain, you say it was food. And friends.
Yeah, food and friends. And opportunities for young people. I don't know how to express myself. I don't know which are the opportunities for Spanish person, a Spanish student here right now, because I'm not Spanish and my language, my Spanish skills are not so developed. So I can't say what a Spanish student has to deal with in order to find a job or an interview. So
we say, and this is a Spanish thing, we say there are three ways in order to get jobs here in Spain. One is by road, the other is by sea, and the other is by plane, basically. So it's going abroad and trying to find a job. And there's a lot of Spanish people that went to London, went to Germany, in order to try to find some jobs. Educated people that have degree, undergraduate and master's degree. That's what we have. That's what we have. We're trying to do it better. Bueno, pues Lori nos está comentando un poquito lo que echa de menos de Rumanía, lo que se traería con ella en la maleta a Rumanía para que Elche fuese un poquito más acogedora, para que ese tiempo y sobre todo también algo muy importante que nos ha aumentado es la falta quizá de oportunidades de trabajo aquí para los jóvenes. Y es verdad, le tenemos que dar la razón, porque... pues falta un poquito esas oportunidades para los jóvenes para que puedan emprender su carrera profesional, para que no tengan que irse a Londres o a Alemania para buscar trabajo, sino que también lo puedan encontrar aquí, adquirir en España. So, it was scheduled and scripted to speak about some subjects in the matter, but your story was so fascinating that we... practically don't have much time left, so thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for being here. Do you want to say some words to your numerous admirers that are listening right now to you? What would you say to those people that are listening to you that maybe are not from Spain? Do you
that
recommend?
Are not from Spain?
Do you recommend Elche? Do you recommend Elche?
Yeah.
Do you do?
I do. Come here. Enjoy the coffee at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, 3 a.m. in the morning. So, I hope you agree with me that there's so much to learn about the different cultures. And this is just by listening to students from all around the globe. And so, again, Lori, thank you for being here. today with us. And guys, don't miss the next episode of No Boundaries. But there's one thing left to do. I am Javier de Santes. Have a very nice day. Soy Javier de Santes. Feliz día a todos. Love has surely shifted my way.